welcome to We're Obsessed With, a weekly podcast from Heat Magazine where we dissect all of the showbiz stories of the week that we are obsessed with. So it comes out every Friday, and if you just can't wait, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and you can head to heatworld.com for those breaking showbiz stories. I'm Lucy Ford, Heat's entertainment reporter. I'm joined by Lydia Batham, also Heat's entertainment reporter.
Yeah, we're another entertainment reporter.
Yeah. And Ruby Norris, what would we call you?
Digital writer, I think, for Heat Online.
Anyway, so let's start with the Kardashian-Jenner pregnancies, abundance of them.
So many.
So many
babies.
All right, so Kylie, let's start with Kylie.
Let's kick off with Kylie. Bit of a shock, I think. A shock everyone was quite shocked to see. I mean, I was in bed and I got a message from Amy, another writer, and she was like, oh my God, we need to get this story online. Kylie's pregnant. And I thought it was a dream. I thought I was like half asleep, half not really with it. But apparently it's quite true.
Yeah, so it's TMZ. They were the ones that broke the news.
Yeah.
And I've listened to a few other things about this, and as was everyone saying, like, there's no reason for TMZ to not believe that this is true.
She's not normally confirmed anything. Yeah.
But yeah, they do have a pretty good track history of having the information.
Mm. Yeah.
But then there's all these other rumours around it, aren't there? That it could be that she's going to be Kim's surrogate. And they're all going to announce it.
I would love that.
That would be funny, wouldn't it?
I also love the idea that it's definitely Kris Jenner who's leaking it, right?
Well, and this is the thing. It's like the Kardashians' 10-year anniversary, and the series is kicking off pretty soon. So I think it's all part of Kris Jenner, the evil genius's plan.
My favourite thing today, I was on the bus and I was reading this article. It was like Kris Jenner's already planning the fact that she wants to make Kylie do this young mum clothing range. And she's basically just, the dollar signs are in her eyes.
Yeah, definitely. There have been so many memes, haven't there, of like Kris Jenner like sneaking out of like offices with like sunglasses on, just like catch Ash just leaked the news.
Everyone was like, she should get 10% of all these Twitter posts.
But Kris Jenner, she wouldn't give the news, would she, to Ryan Seacrest from radio,
which is so annoying.
He normally knows all the information because he basically made that show.
I know,
like
he's the father of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So
how
to speak.
He made half of his money is by buying the cameras to go and invest in the Kardashians at the beginning.
And yet he still has a million jobs because he's just not making quite enough money from the Kardashians.
No one ever makes enough money.
Well, this is the thing. Like, loads of people were saying that there's going to be spin-offs, obviously, like the Kardashian, like the maternity clothing line. It's at some point you're like, guys, you've made your money, like, could you need any more money?
But apparently they do.
It's just money. I think they just like to be basically taking over the world.
They want the they want the adulation, they want the fame, they want to be the most talked about family. It's they all, and Kylie wants her moment over Kim, but Kim's not ready to give up her moment. Now Chloe, let's talk about Chloe.
Chloe's
so preggers, apparently.
But then no rumours about her being the surrogate, because I think everyone's like, no. Chloe wants her own baby.
Yeah.
She was never going to be the surrogate.
No.
We know that she's documented how hard she's found it to get pregnant.
Yeah, she's always said she wanted to start a family. And she said with Tristan, they want to have like 5 or 6 kids. So she had to kind of get in there quite quick.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess they're all going to grow up the same age if there are 3/2. Depends if Kylie's baby is Kim's baby.
Not the science, obviously. These things are all physically possible. But she has been with this Travis Scott for 5 months and is apparently 4 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
But then maybe that's what's happened. That's why it's been kept under
wraps. That's true.
I mean, I think we'll just have to tune into the Kardashians, keeping up with the Kardashians, which is probably what Kris Jenner wants, and then we'll find out then.
I've never seen an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I feel like I have to talk about them so much.
Oh my gosh,
but also,
it doesn't
like change anything. I still know everything about
it's
them.
True. It's true.
My actual favourite version is this. There's this company called SimGM Productions, and they make sim versions of the Kardashians.
Oh, no, I love that. That's so funny.
It's so good. Like, they've got the one about the strawberry soda.
Yeah.
Anyway, that, just watch that. That's basically
and
watching the Kardashians.
Talk, they go like, literally all the time.
Yeah. I can't believe you picked the orange soda. I said you needed the strawberry. So good.
I do always quote, having never seen an episode, I always quote the bit where Kim hits Chloe with the handbag and she's like, don't be fucking rude. but there's going to be a spin-off series with the
definitely.
Kids, isn't there?
Of course
there is.
So many already.
There's already so many. So, we welcome it, I guess.
Yep.
Maybe I'm going to have to start watching. I don't know. I already know.
The thing is, you can't be in our job and not follow the Kardashians in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair play to them.
They are showbiz.
Talking about them. Do you know what? Sometimes I think we complain about these people a lot, but I think fair play.
I think
you're doing your job well.
And they bring us so much joy with all the memes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many memes.
God bless Kris Jenner. I just think she's like amazing.
But they also handle it all really well because people really rip into them and they just kind of brush it off. I think there's a lot we could all learn from that, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I think they did. They made a good point, didn't they? Like, after Kim's robbery, she kind of said, like, well, I kind of brought it on myself a little bit because I open up my entire life to cameras. Because I think a lot of reality stars sometimes pick and choose when they want to have their privacy invaded. And I don't think you can really do that. Once you open up the cameras in your own life, you can't really decide when people don't get a look in. But she was like, no, actually, fair enough.
That's fair enough. I agree with her on that.
They can't.
And they have documented everything as well. There have been people having, like, giving birth on the show. There's been the robbery. There's been people being really ill. They have said they have wanted to show everything.
Yeah.
They haven't, like, sort of picked and chosen the best bits, I suppose.
Maybe I'll tune in for when they do confirm that Kylie is pregnant.
I think that's what they're going to tune in,
That's what they're leaving it for, aren't they?
100%.
100%. 10 years at the top.
All right, well, moving on. Strictly had its first week of dancing this weekend. Who watched it? This has happened on every single podcast we have Strictly to talk about and no one has seen it.
I do love Strictly, but I haven't had the time to sit back
It's a Saturday night. It's the same with X Factor for me. Yeah. I get caught up in other things on Saturday.
So
night.
Busy with all my social plans.
Yeah, you know, I think my mum watches it.
Yeah.
So we could all phone in our mums at this stage.
Yeah,
we
should.
What do you think?
A call in.
I also find a bit like the X Factor, where the X Factor get their first live shows. I'm just like, can't really be bothered to be emotionally invested in so many people. I'm going to wait until they weed them out a little bit. And then I can really have an opinion on everyone. Right now, there's too many people that I actually don't know. Because I also don't know anyone in it this year because the lineup's pretty rubbish.
I think the lineup's... for the last few years, I've kind of been doing this kind of job. Every year we say that the lineup sucks. We're like, that's not very good.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Honestly.
I always say it gets better every year. And I was like telling everyone, I was like, guys, it just gets better and better and better. And then this lineup came out and I was like, oh, no.
No, I feel like I just remember vividly, like 2 years ago, us all being like, oh, this is a bit of a crap lineup. It doesn't compare to the one before. Yeah. And I feel like every year I've been saying that. But my mum doesn't care less.
I don't think it's about the celebrities for a lot of people. It's just watching some nice people have a bit of a dance.
Yeah.
And they really like it.
But it's weird, though, because everyone always says how much they want to be on it. Do you think they just don't offer them enough money?
Well, I think it's quite hard to get onto it.
That's true.
I think also it's a massive commitment.
Yeah.
Because
it's not like you give up your job to go and do it for a while. And you have to be at the right level of celebrity. You need to either be on your way out or on your way up.
Yeah.
Or planning a revival.
Exactly. You're not going to get the top list stars because they've got no reason to, unless they've got a desperate desire to learn to dance.
That's true. That's why I'd want to go on it. Obviously, but I'm not a top level celebrity then.
Next year, we'll all be on. This unknown radio person.
Well, there's someone this that I'm like, are you famous? Who knows? I don't know. All I know is that Debbie McGee was apparently a very good dancer.
That kind of doesn't surprise me.
She's show business, isn't she? So she would know how to present herself, I think.
And Susan Kalman is like winning over people just because she's really nice. Like, I think she's kind of the people's favourite because she had all of that backlash about being paired with a man. And she's an out lesbian. But she was like, well, actually, there's a couple of out gay guys on here who aren't getting any stick for being paired with a woman. Yeah. So you guys can shut up. Like, this isn't anything to do with me. And then everyone's just kind of rallied around her. And she seems to be having a great time. All of her tweets are like, I'm having so much fun. I'm so happy.
I bet it is really fun.
Mm. Yeah. I reckon it's so much fun. You must have such a sense of achievement at the end of it.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And you have got a skill for life.
Oh my god!
On your CV.
I would love to learn a Charleston. That's all I want to learn. I mean, learning a sexy dance is my absolute worst nightmare, but doing a Charleston sounds really fun. So we can't really comment on Strictly. Go to a Strictly podcast for that. There is one somewhere. I'm sure
there must be. They probably have their own.
Yeah,
but listen to this one first. Continue listening to this one.
Yeah, like don't stop it now. Like finish the end of this podcast and then go to the Strictly
one. We've got three other great topics to talk about first.
Okay, the third topic. This is actually one of my favourite ones I've been talking about today. Cheryl replacing Sunita on X Factor at judges' houses with Simon.
Love this story.
It's so good, isn't it?
So, did you see her tweet that she put out when she was like sitting on like a block of ice and being like, "Oh, that's that then." Like, throwing major shade at Simon.
No.
Sunita. She did this tweet, oh my God, and she, it was just like, basically her, like a her Bitmoji. You know, you need, on Snapchat, you
Bitmoji. I love that she did a Bitmoji.
Yeah, it was so sassy. And literally, she was sat on this Bitmoji, was a block of ice, and it was like, well, that's cold, as in like her snub from The X Factor. And it was like, I've been doing this show for however many years, but obviously this year they've chosen someone better. She's bitter. She's very bitter.
That was the only job she had. And I was, let's be real.
I know. And it gains her so much press attention for so long. Like we still talk about that Leaf outfit.
I was about to say, I was just hoping for another Leaf outfit to come out this year.
She said that she had already been planning outfits for it.
Of course.
Which is like, how much planning does it take? When is Judges Houses?
It's her one moment, Lucy.
If I had one outfit.
For 10 months. it's probably 12 months of solid planning.
No, I think, yeah.
What I love, though, is Sunita is the kind of level of celebrity that she will just go in on Simon. Like, she doesn't care. This is her moment.
She doesn't care.
So loads of people, like with the kind of Kardashian, they don't have to reveal anything. They don't have to, like, stoop to our level.
No.
Sunita is on our level and, like, wants us to know. I'm just trying to find the quote of it, what she said, and it was amazing. She did an interview with The Sun, and she was like, Simon Cowell is a father figure to me, a brother figure to me, and also an ex-lover of mine. And I was like, that is a real cocktail that we need to deep into. Like, we could go in on this for a long time.
Oh,
and then she was like,
Lord,
he can kiss my black ass.
She's just so funny. I literally love her. I think she's the best thing ever.
And the thing is, Simon's missing a trick there. Like, I think she brings so much more personality to the show.
Yeah.
Also, Cheryl has minus personality. Let's be real.
Yes.
I mean, it.
And the. And if you were to remove this bit from the podcast, feel free.
I just don't care. But, you know, like, Sunita's least kind of a bit wacky.
Yeah.
Like, Cheryl's not very wacky.
And that's the thing, Simon needs wacky with him because he's a bit dull.
Yeah. Well, he's very serious, isn't he? He doesn't really let himself go.
And I think he can't be serious when Sunita's literally sitting there in like a couple of leaves. Like, it kind of brings him out of his shell a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he tries to be serious a bit.
Yeah. But
that's
he can't.
But the thing I like about Simon is he'll also embrace all this slagging off that she's doing because he knows how this game works probably better than anyone else. It's why I love interviewing him. I thought he'd be terrifying. But he's actually a really good interviewee because he knows to give you the answer on the things.
He can work the business really, can't
he? So when One Direction split up, you can ask him questions about it because he's got an answer. He appreciates the fact that we're going to talk about it. He gets the game, and I like that.
He must also know that X Factor is kind of like waning, and any talking about the X Factor is good talking. Like, any press is good press.
And also, I think he knows Sunita and he knows what she's like. So he knows, like, next year she'll come crawling back in that Leaf outfit, ready to take her place in Judges' Houses.
Have you heard that they might be changing the time?
No.
Apparently,
I was just reading this today, whether or not it's true, but apparently they're talking about moving it because it's just not doing very well.
Oh,
because it clashes with Strictly.
Yeah. Strictly's
really
beating it. But this is the thing,
Beats it every year, though, doesn't it?
Because she only did her This Morning TV appearance, which no one really loved, did
which
they?
Which was nothing. Yeah. It was just her talking about her lip gloss about 2 hours.
I had a baby and I just do lip gloss.
Again, guys, I'm going to reiterate my point.
But maybe they think that Cheryl will bring in the viewers,
the
more
mums,
than Sunita,
maybe
because
the mums.
People want to see what she looks like more post baby. If Liam turns up,
she'll bring baby bear.
Will she be breastfeeding while they're making the decision?
I hope so.
Don't you kind of feel like X Factor just decided that Cheryl was a national treasure and we didn't really have a say in it?
Yeah, but she was.
But was she?
I don't think she was. She was Cheryl Tweedy before. Who was she?
Yeah, okay, they made her it. But what I mean is, 8 years ago, they made her a national treasure.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, they just said, oh, she's going to be a national treasure now. Everyone has to watch her every day.
Do you know what it was? It was actually Cole cheating on her, and everyone felt bad for her because they were like, he cheated on you?
Yeah, that Brits performance where she did, like, Fight for This Love. And everyone was like, oh, Cheryl, you queen.
Exactly. That's what it was. That's when the tides turned. But now...
Yeah. Well, only care is what we're saying is if she's sitting there with Liam.
With child.
And gives us some kind of scoop because she's given us no scoops.
And then
no
breaks scoop. Out into a spontaneous Fight for This Love.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what
and
we
Baby
want.
Bear sings too. Preferably.
Family band.
Gurgle
Family
something.
Band. Okay, moving on. I love this so much. Katie Price has been sending messages to Chris Hughes from Love Island. And he, again, is the kind of level of celebrity that gives us what we want.
He's
given us the scoops.
Savage. Did you see the messages?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Screenshots.
I'm going to screenshotted messages.
The god for screenshots.
So it started with her messaging him on Instagram. And that DM is from her actual account.
I also don't think that Chris is like savvy enough to Photoshop. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think he's got Photoshop pro skills.
No. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of am inclined to believe him.
Yeah, I agree. But I just think it's quite harsh. It's just like, you know, when you go out on a night out and you send your ex about like 12 million messages and then in the morning you wake up and he just ignored every single one. That's what I think it's a bit like.
I think that's different because that's you messaging your ex when you're drunk.
This is
someone who's met someone in a semi-professional capacity and who they know has got a partner.
Yeah.
And is trying their luck. It's a bit different to messaging an ex.
Okay, not an ex. Or maybe like a crush. You message a crush.
Yeah,
I just feel sorry for her. I really do.
I don't because it'd be like...
She probably loves this. She probably asked him to screenshot them.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, you know, when you really fancy someone at school and then everyone knows that you fancy them and they do not fancy you back. And it's very obvious. And then you just keep going. You just keep trying and trying and trying and it's just embarrassing. And then after a while, like, I have no sympathy for you because you know. Like, she made it pretty obvious, didn't she? She did loads of interviews where she was like, oh, he's my type, he's my type. But he's literally gone on a show and found a girlfriend. Like, sorry. But yeah, so she did it on Instagram and then he did not reply.
He did not respond.
And then she
got his number from a mutual friend.
And she didn't even double text him. She quadruple texted him.
But my favourite bit is when she's like, my text must not be sending. Like, as if she's like, oh, you're obviously not getting this.
Because you must want me because everyone wants me. No, sorry, not anymore. That was years ago, Katie, sorry.
Also, is this bit referring to... So she texts him going... If news is true, I hope you're okay. Between us, I'm in the same boat. Is that when there were rumours that him and Olivia had split up?
Yeah.
That's like when you really are like, oh my God, I'm so sorry about you and your girlfriend. I'm here if you need me.
A shoulder to cry on.
And then there's the one where she was doing some kind of like a club PA.
This is so funny. Yeah.
Living in London, we don't see club PAs as much as we used to in our university towns. Yeah.
Is that when someone does an appearance?
Yeah.
Like, how out of touch am I?
No, so am I. Because we live in London. Like, they don't really happen in London, do they?
But
go back to Basingstoke it's probably not Liquid anymore, no, but I'm sure there'll be someone turning up.
Well, she was in Darlington.
And Darlington is way up north, near the borders.
And she was like, oh, I'm in Darlington, it's so late, where are you? As if she's like, oh, we can meet up after.
I know, where would they meet up? It was 3:49 in the morning.
I love this. It's so late, where are you?
Late.
That's literally you up. Oh, Katie.
Hey, you up?
I also feel like, Katie, you literally just split up from Kieran like 2 seconds ago. Like, maybe have some downtime, find yourself. Be a strong, independent woman.
No time for that.
She's apparently already on Huggle or another dating app or something. That she
What's Huggle?
Some sort of dating app. I actually don't know what it is.
God,
there are so many.
It's like this really new trendy dating app, guys. No, it's like a dating app and she put a tweet out.
For celebrities or something? No.
No, that's Raya.
That's like the fancy Tinder.
That is a fancy Tinder where you have to be famous to be on it.
Or you have to be like accepted into the elite group.
This is how they all meet.
That's how everyone goes out with everyone.
I'd love to know who's met on Raya, just in the same way.
Do we start dropping that into interviews? Ever met anyone on Raya? Going to this question we've got posed in front of us, who would win a fight, Olivia or Katie Price?
Oh, Olivia.
Olivia, 100%.
She's savage.
I feel like she's savage, but then I feel like Katie Price has years of experience behind her.
Of
being in this industry. So maybe not a physical fight, but if it's a fight in terms of the media, Katie will always come out on top.
Yeah, she doesn't have to twist a narrative, doesn't she?
Yeah. Because let's be honest, like, no one really cares that much about Olivia in this situation.
No.
That's true. She's kind of not even involved in any of this.
No, which is fair play to her for just being like, oh, I'm just going to
sitting back.
Yeah.
Well, because there are rumours that they'd split again recently.
There's constant rumours they split.
And she apparently went off on holiday somewhere to get away from the drama.
It kind of must suck, though, to have people like your boyfriend more than you.
Yeah.
You know, but like people, like everyone loved Chris and was like, okay, we'll deal with Olivia because we like
Chris.
Her.
Yeah.
That must
think
really
she was
suck.
Too bad, but. I don't know.
But then Chris was so good.
Yeah, wasn't he? He was brilliant.
Has she responded to him releasing the...
She responded before he did the screenshots.
So that's why he did the screenshots, because she said that she denied sending any flirty texts, as numerous newspapers had reported. And then he was like, oh, hold on, no, you did, and put the screenshots out. And then I don't think she's responded to that.
Maybe in her head, she wasn't flirting.
But that thing is, this might not even be flirting for Katie Price.
No,
it's probably just
not.
Like a, what you
just
say
chat.
To anyone down in Sainsbury's.
Just chat.
Yeah.
In all fairness, some people flirt without realising they're flirting.
Naturally flirtatious.
Yeah.
She's also used to getting what she wants.
Yeah.
So
true.
Never underestimate the pricey, yeah. As I just saw on her Twitter profile. Well.
She got Gareth Gates all those years ago.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sound bitter.
I'm not bitter.
She may have
I'm just saying,
is he one of your
remember?
Weird crushes?
No, really not. But just one of those ones that you just don't remember. He was like seen as a sweet little innocent thing and she just set him in her target. Like she just was like,
she
radar beam
on
him and just
she?
Went...
And then she was
it.
Like, literally told Press, she was like, I took his virginity. Like, so sad.
Wasn't
like,
she pregnant?
She was pregnant at the time, yeah.
My God. That was a crazy time. I completely forgot that part of pop culture history.
Yeah, the 2000s, eh?
Oh my gosh, what a time to be alive. All right, so worst roommates ever? Mark Wright and James Arthur apparently moving in together in Hollywood.
More like the weirdest roommates. I didn't
how
even know
they
were mates.
Yeah, how do they even know each other?
Not even ever... mates, let alone roommates.
Do you think it's like, again, like some kind of app thing and it's just kind of like, oh, famous people moving
did
to
they
LA.
On spare room?
Yeah. Is there a spare room for famous people? Because like, who's letting out a room in like Kensington?
Yeah.
Maybe. There's...
I don't know.
It's weird. So what's how's this all come about? Because I don't know a massive amount about this.
I don't
this.
Know a lot about it, to be honest. But I know that obviously Mark Wright's gone over to LA because he's doing his new
program. Sorry, that
and can
advert.
We please bring up the advert again? Because it probably is my favourite.
Can we play the advert? I just feel like, can we do that? Is that legal?
We played it last time.
Oh,
we don't
it.
Care. I feel like podcasts are like a no man's land.
I still
land.
Care.
Can we, it's just a not his CV anyway.
When it was like, oh, he even scored for England in a charity football match. Where Ollie Mers was playing, like,
oh,
it's really
God.
Not that big of a deal, and they just completely wiped any of his like sordid history on Towie.
Yeah, Towie wasn't like nothing to be seen.
It's
about
like Towie. He's graced covers of magazines, like that OK magazine. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they made
anyway,
him out to be massive. He's not. Like they've got James Corden coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
All his celebrity content.
I know.
I can't wait to see the interview of him and Mariah Carey that they teased in that. That trailer.
Oh my gosh.
That's going to be a real sight. Yeah, so I guess Mark Wright's in Hollywood for that, and then James Arthur is trying to crack America, I guess?
Yeah.
He kind of is already cracking America a little bit. His songs have done quite well.
He was with Rudimental on something at the weekend.
His song that his like comeback single did really well in America as well. He went on like Jimmy Fallon and stuff.
Check him
which
out.
Is strange. Yeah. I know he is like literally the comeback kid.
Yeah.
They're both really carving out new reputations
for themselves
in America.
They're completely trying to forget about
maybe
their past in England.
That's what they're bonding over.
Maybe.
They're just,
their sordid history.
Look at us. We've changed our ways.
But also, Michelle Keegan isn't moving with him to Hollywood. Or is she? Because is she just he's like, oh, I've got a house guest now. I thought it was going to be our married pad.
Do you think he has to ask James if Michelle can come over? You know, when you have like share a room, like, oh, sorry, if my boyfriend comes over. Do you think he has to ask James Arthur if Michelle Keegan come over for dinner?
Well, I'm just going to use the kitchen. Could you maybe get takeaway?
Yeah. Do you mind
sock on the door?
Making yourself scarce for tonight.
But like, she's not moving in. She's not moving to Hollywood as well.
I don't think so. Well, she's got filming commitments, isn't she? Mm-hmm. That's what everyone's saying. They've both got busy schedules.
Wouldn't surprise me if she tried to crack America in the next couple of years too. So she might use it to be like a. What do you call it?
A crash pad.
Not a crash pad. That's the flat. No.
Oh. A stepping stone?
A stepping stone. There we go. Why can't I think of the word? You know. She can
that's
leap
true.
Off the back of his new success.
Oh, and then she'll get all the interviews. Like,
oh, yeah.
They'll get everything. Yeah. I can definitely see her in a Marvel film. Because you know how, like, everyone from Soap somehow ends up in, like, a massive Marvel film? Or a Fast and Furious? Who do you think is the worst housemate of the two? Like, who would be the messiest? Who
James.
Would be
James.
Although James is, like, I can imagine him being... Because he's very vegan now.
Is he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Very vegan. Okay.
Just vegan, but very vegan.
Like aggressively vegan.
He's one of those ones that posts like awful things when you're like, you know, I've got a few vegan friends who post things on their Facebooks that I'm sometimes a bit like.
Yeah.
Hey.
I have a friend who doesn't listen to this podcast, so it's fine. But she, when she's drunk, she'll just like randomly rant at you for like eating meat or drinking milk, and you're like, okay, we were having a nice time.
Yeah, like
chill
fine
out.
With it. Personal life choices.
Yeah, exactly.
All for it. Like,
yeah.
Not got an issue. Just sometimes feel a bit like,
okay, you do you. I'll do me. Yeah. So I don't know whether like, but then Mark Wright's probably. I can't imagine he's eating dairy with that body.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That bod.
With that
no cheese
chest.
In that diet.
That's the thing that's holding me back from that bod is my love of cheese.
Yeah, probably me too. I do love a bit of brie. That's the only thing probably that would ever stop me being vegan, if I'm being
cheese.
Honest. Is cheese.
Cheese, absolutely.
Yeah. need to find good replacements for that one.
I reckon there'll be lots of fake tan from Mark Wright's bedroom.
Lots
some
of
white
hair
fake
gel.
Tan on the sheets.
Yeah. Hair gel everywhere.
Maybe on the walls as he walked past.
Just stroking the walls as he's going. He can't have white sheets, can he? Like, either. What was that?
I accidentally knocked my microphone as I was graphically demonstrating swiping fake tan down the walls.
We do this visually as well as audio.
That's the problem. Sometimes I feel like we need cameras on us to actually show us what we're doing. I mean, is it a good idea? Or I think fair play.
I mean, rent is expensive.
From people I know that have lived in LA, it's massive and it can be like a really lonely place. And getting across it's really hard. So it can take like ages. So you kind of need to live with people or know people.
Yeah.
So
you can't just pop round, can you?
Yeah. So even if you've got the smallest connection with someone in LA, I think people like cling on to it and make them friends.
That's nice.
Yeah. I know it makes it sound like LA's this sad place. But my boyfriend lived there and he found it really, really hard to start.
I bet. Maybe that's how James Corden is like meeting all these famous people. He's like, just come round, please. I need friends.
Offering them car shares everywhere.
He's done all right, isn't he?
He's all right.
Do you think Mark Wright will get on the James Corden show?
They're mates, aren't they?
Are they mates? Are they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, who isn't mates with James Corden? I feel like that was a big thing of part of the lure of it was like, oh, he's even friends with James Corden. Look how well that's going.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
My gosh, if they do a carpool karaoke, I don't know what I'm going to do. We were talking in the last podcast about how long we thought Mark Wright would keep his job, whether it was going to be like he just became a Hollywood institution or whether he was a bit of a Steve Jones and did one series of X Factor and was never heard of again.
Or a Cheryl Cole.
Or a Cheryl,
Cheryl
something.
Cheryl, yeah. Cheryl. She's got that one. I think he'll be one of those.
Do you think?
I'm
really hoping he becomes like this mega star in LA. I think it would be quite funny.
I think it would be funny. It would like part of me would be really bitter.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's the bitterness.
The Towie like scrapes would be like, oh, Mark, like let me get on your show. Like Lauren Good, you'll probably try calling him up again.
She'd be so funny. Can you imagine?
She would sell every story under the sun on him. It'd be so funny.
She already has.
I know. If there's any more to come out. She's definitely fuming
because she wasn't involved in, you know, they didn't make a big deal of the fact that
she wasn't in the video
was because of their relationship.
That's true.
Yeah, where was Lauren Good just mentioned in the video?
Yeah,
she needs like a Kris Jenner 10% of all of his earnings. But that is literally like, you know, when your ex does really well, you can't there's no two ways about it. You're like, oh, he's doing really well without me. He's done really well.
he's done all right but still, I don't know. I have a feeling that it won't last.
Flop.
Because, I mean, I'll wait and see on his interviewing technique, but I don't feel like it will be the strongest.
Well, I mean, if his radio show is anything to go by, I'm not really holding out much hope.
The shade.
Anyway, so I guess we'll see how that goes and how roomies, James and Mark, handle LA together.
I hope they have a flat warming party.
Invite us, guys.
I hope we're invited.
All right, so that...
we've not suggested that this will go well.
We've been so positive about
them.
Yeah, we
were really good. Like, we were way nicer about you than Cheryl Cole.
Yeah. I mean, we were.
We were, that's true.
If you're listening.
On a scale.
On the off chance.
All right, so that is it from We're Obsessed With this week. As I said at the start, it comes out every Friday. And for more showbiz gossip, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking stories. Bye.
Bye.